This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what did you guys eat this morning?
Oh, I had a rice cake and a piece of spinach.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you probably grabbed a donut. You probably grabbed an Egg McMuffin. I don't mind if you guys do that. I don't have a problem with that. You know, as long as you eat a banana. That's what I've always told my kids, you know. I don't care as long as you get that banana in. You know, because bananas have a lot of vitamin C, has a lot of potassium. They're, you know, fiber. They're pretty good. The problem is people don't like to eat bananas. I can't stand eating a banana. Unless the banana is cut up and diced up into little baby pieces that you could stick in a chocolate fondue, I'm not a fan of bananas. And I didn't realize why I hated bananas so much. It's not that they turn color and bruise and are smushy. That's a big part of it. But I didn't realize until I read this article, it's the stringy thingies. There are these stringy strands that hang off the banana post-peel. Right? You got the banana. You peel the banana. They're supposed to be the fruit. You're just supposed to eat the fruit. You're not supposed to be interrupted or obstructed by something. But there's these dangling, hangy things within the banana. Well, I guess I just learned what those are. And, you know, going back to any fruit in general, I can't stand any fruit that obstructs my ability to eat it. So, like, for example, watermelon. Watermelon probably has the potential to be the best tasting fruit out there. But I can't stand it because I have to stop to spit out the seeds. Don't, you know, interrupt or obstruct my eat. All right? If there's going to be a seed, it better be an edible one. You're not supposed to really eat the watermelon seeds. Now, strawberries, they have it right. Okay, there's tons of strawberry seeds, but they don't interfere with the eat. You can still eat the strawberry without having to stop and figure out what to do with the seeds. Apples, I'm a little iffy on, because you could bite an apple, you could be fine, but then all of a sudden you hit a core. All right? Same thing with a plum. I love plums. Plums taste great. But then you have some pit in there, just like a nectarine, just like a peach. And so I think grapes probably are the most popular fruit out there ever. And the main reason for that is, well, with the exception of the seeds. If you have seeds in your grapes, that's a big problem. But seedless grapes, hands down the most popular fruit, because you can take the grape, you can stick it in your mouth, you can start chewing the grape, you could take in and imbibe all the yummy, sweet juice of the grape, and then you could swallow without having to spit something out or break your teeth on something or try to find a garbage to throw it out. No apricots? No apricots have pits also. Yeah, I know all these other fruits that really stink. Now, you would think the banana would be up there with the grape. Once you take off the peel, it's just, it's a whole party in there, right? Just eat the whole banana. No. Okay, apparently the stringy bits, according to Nicholas G. Gillett, a U.S. academic who shed some light on the mystery in a report on Huffington Post, said that these lengthy strands are called phloem bundles. Okay, if you ever wanted to be turned off eating a banana, talk about its phloem bundles. They say phloem is one of the two types of transport tissue we talked about in plants, and it moves nutrients and other substances around the whole plant. That's what, remember we talked about phloem when we talked about how they were trying to recreate heart tissue with a leaf? because the leaf had veins. And these veins are the phloem. It's a transport tissue that brings nutrients to the tip of the leaves all the way from the roots. And plants are brilliant. So in a banana, the phloem strands are therefore the reason why all the nutrients can reach the whole of the fruit, which allows it to grow into the fruit that we know of. Now, right now I'm looking at a picture of a banana that has none of those little phloem stringies. And they make bananas look super good, on pictures and in movies, etc. But no, we all get the stringy stuff. So Nicholas Gillett, who is Vice President of Nutritional Research and Director of the Dole Nutrition Research, explained to Huffington Post, phloem bundles are necessary for the adequate disposition of nutrients throughout the plant. The phloem bundles are completely edible and just as nutritionally rich as the main part of the fruit. And they say these strands contain more fiber than the rest of the fruit. Yeah, because you want to know what? They're really durable. These little strand things, I mean, you can't really lift the banana up and swing it around and smack a brother with it like I've tried to, because the strands will break. But they still are pretty durable, which means they will bind up in your colon if you need them to. Pretty exciting stuff. They say it is possible to genetically modify the fruit to prevent the strands from forming. But Gillette, that's, the razor company. Gillette says there is little point dedicating funds to research this when companies could better invest in coming up with disease-resistant fruit or fruit with higher nutritional content. I agree with you there, Dr. Gillette, but my guess is whatever the consumer wants, that's what's going to drive the funds to the research of the food. And people don't want seeds. People don't want stringy phloems. People don't want to hear about a phloem, right? People don't want to think about it. It's already bad enough that the fruit looks phallic, let alone having phloem, phloethine around the banana. It's just not very appetizing. Okay, I'm going to be a seedless grape eating breakfast lady from the time being until they figure out the bananas. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. Broccoli may actually help prevent type 2 diabetes. Thank God it's not Brussels sprouts because I can't eat that. We also have a woman who was wrongly diagnosed with cancer who had an unnecessary mastectomy. We have some advice for retirees who want to go back to work part-time. We got a huge heat wave, and apparently it's grounding planes. Hope not, because I got to leave Dodge on Thursday. And I guess Senate Democrats are going to try to gum up the works over the Affordable Care Act of repeal. It's going to be interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this, I hate seeing stories like this. We have a Harlem mom who was diagnosed with an aggressive cancer. She underwent a mastectomy to have her left breast removed, had additional procedures to deal with complications, and were being told by Fox News that she never even had the cancer to begin with in the first place. Eduvigas Rodriguez said, "I didn't know whether to smile and thank God I didn't have cancer or cry because I've been through so much." She's 51 years old, and she told the Post. Rodriguez's nightmare began after she felt a lump in her breast and had a biopsy done at Mount Sinai Beth Israel Hospital. It turns out she had a condition known as sclerosing adenosis. And sclerosing adenosis is a benign extra growth tissue in the breast lobules. and it could feel like a breast cancer. But hospital pathologist Dr. Jean-Marc Cohen misinterpreted her biopsy results, according to the civil suit filed in Manhattan Supreme Court. Dr. Marc Cohen, the suit says, mistakenly determined that Rodriguez had infiltrating ductal carcinoma. Now, infiltrating ductal carcinoma is the most common form of breast cancer. Rodriguez was then sent for surgery at Lenox Hill Hospital, and then, I guess things compounded. Lenox Hill has had a procedure in place since 2012 that requires all pathology reports done by other institutions to be reviewed by its own medical staff before authorizing major surgery like a mastectomy. But this review never took place. Rodriguez's surgeon, Dr. Magdi Bibali, signed a form before surgery that read, "I certify that outside pathology slides have been reviewed by the hospital's pathology department." So this woman ends up getting a mastectomy. And like I said, she's grateful she doesn't have cancer, but unfortunately she went through one procedure after another. And it was all for benign breast tissue. And a secondary review of the biopsy tissue could have prevented her from going through all this. Now, she has adult children, and according to the New York Post, she is furious and traumatized by the ordeal. She said, "I felt very confused. It was a strong shock." She goes, "I want justice. I want explanations. And I do not want to say this happened to anyone else. I had confidence in the surgeon and the hospitals, and I cannot believe all the mistakes that were made." She said she's already physically scarred, emotionally scarred. She did undergo reconstructive breast surgery, but it's a shame she never had the breast cancer. She eventually, and this is where it gets scary on top of this, she suffered a pulmonary embolism, which are blood clots to the lung. She also ended up having a surgical hernia that required additional procedures, according to the New York Post. Dr. Arl Van Moor, former president of the American College of Radiology and Rodriguez's cancer diagnosis, said that her cancer diagnosis would have been scary for any woman to receive. They say that type of cancer, the intraductal carcinoma, is serious, and it typically requires chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. The doctor noted that when patients receive the diagnosis, they are rarely sent for a second opinion. You would usually trust the pathologist that your health team is using. You wouldn't question your team. And we're going to talk about how this process goes and why, you know, unfortunately, many patients could be sitting ducks. Van Moore added that biopsy results are often read off-site, but that doesn't usually contribute to a wrong diagnosis. It's not unusual to have a pathology report or biopsy results done in another location. What matters is that the person who does the reading has the highest level of training. Yeah, you can have pathology, you know, looked at in other countries. It's that one person reading it. Corey Wishner, who's a lawyer from outside of Beth Israel, said the hospital was still investigating and denied to comment. Lenox Hill spokeswoman Barbara Osborne said ensuring quality patient care is Lenox Hill's number one concern. Due to concern for the privacy of her patient as well as the pending litigation, we are unable to comment at this time. In his deposition, Babawi said he stopped performing surgeries at Lenox Hill last year. A staffer at the Heartland Medical Group, where he has an office, said the doctor was on, quote, medical leave. So that's the scoop that we have. But, you know, for you guys, and it's a sad case, and it's a shame that you went through this, many of you are probably wondering, all right, you know, what do we do in this case? I mean, I've been there where I've had a procedure done. The pathology report comes back negative. You're like, okay, good. And then I move on with my life. Okay, but that was one pathology report. So when I had a possible skin cancer, and I was a little suspicious about it, I asked to speak to the pathologist. Now, true, I understand I'm a doctor, so it's easier for me to do that. But, you know, have you guys ever considered that? Have you ever considered asking, you know, for the, to speak, you know, you're speaking to your oncologist. You're speaking to your, you know, family doctor. Why not speak to your pathologist? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we can't do that. Why not? And why not ask for a second opinion? Yes, you'll probably have to pay out of pocket. You know, we got to start getting into the mindset that we're going to pay out of pocket. Guys, I can't urge you enough. Just because insurance doesn't pay for something doesn't mean to not do it. Insurance doesn't dictate your health. You do. So whenever we are dealing with a breast needing to be removed, I would honestly suggest getting a second opinion. Maybe your insurance will cover it, maybe the hospital will cover it, you know, but do something. And I know some of you are worried about, oh, well, maybe they'll all try to cover each other's butts. Uh-uh. It's worse to remove a breast or remove the wrong testicle, like we talked about yesterday, than to say, you want to know what? We are going to take another sample, or we are going to reevaluate this slide. There's a chance that it could be wrong. Now, sclerosing, you know, adenosis, these, you know, type of pathologies can look very similar. But one of the keys is how the nucleus of the cell looks. With cancer cells, many times the nucleus looks really squashed. The cell looks really chaotic. But that could also happen with these other types of conditions. So the sclerosing adenosis could maybe look like a flattened type of cell. Now, again, I'm not a pathologist, so I can't read, you know, into the pathologist's mind to try to figure out how the hell he screwed up. But what you guys need to do is patience. And I hate to say this, but ask. I know nobody wants to be the pain in the butt patient, and you will. You will be a pain in the butt patient, and you will possibly risk losing that doctor and getting kicked out of the office. You possibly can, because many physicians out there don't want to deal with the hassle. But I would rather you then be with the doctor that has no problem with you asking for a second opinion, because then that's the right doctor you need to be with. If you have a doctor that gets the panties all up in a bunch that you ask for a second opinion, then that's probably not the best doctor for you. Now, this is all fine and dandy if you guys have lots of choices when it comes to your medical care. I understand you guys don't. I understand with the health exchanges, there's only X amount of, you know, plans on there, and these plans only have a finite amount of doctors, and many doctors, you know, it may look like you have a lot of doctors, but maybe all 15 of those doctors are in one group. And I've been told by some of my listeners that when you try to switch doctors within the group won't let you. They say you have to go outside the group, but they're not going to allow a doctor switch within the group for some of them. So you could be really stuck, and it's scary, especially when you're dealing with a cancer diagnosis. Now, let me just say, for all the women that have had to have mastectomies for cancer, there's a 99.999% chance that their condition was correct. This is a fluke, but this fluke has made national headlines, just like somebody getting the wrong testicle cut off. How often does that happen? Okay, that doesn't happen that often. But, you know, you need to get it through your head that you are going to have funds set aside if you want something extra done or something extra looked at. And they are going to be well worth it, okay? Very, very well worth it. So what you want to do is you want to, let's say you get this, you know, horrifying diagnosis. What you want to do is you want to ask your surgeon, look, you know, I trust the pathology company, but I would like a separate independent pathology company to take a look at this. We've heard that rarely there are some mistakes, and I just want to trust the pathology. And if that surgeon goes, we can't do that, then another option you have, if you really distrust the results, is to have a second biopsy done at a separate place with a separate pathologist. I mean, again, it's going to cost money, and it stinks that that's the way things have to happen. But I wouldn't advise that. At this point, your biopsy, your diagnosis is, you know, you could trust it. I just don't know what happened here. And, you know, we were talking about how doctors panic and how, you know, it's starting to become a very difficult, you know, discourse when it comes to physicians, et cetera. It's ugly out there. One mess up, a nurse, physician, assistant, doctor makes, their career is done for. And I wish we had a much different system so that we didn't have people so worried about their butts and we didn't have, you know, people so nervous that they're making mistakes. There's got to be a more relaxed way of doing things because this is life or death. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dali and on Facebook, The Dr. Dali Show. So I can't tell you how many times my patients would be so excited about retiring. And then about a year into it, they got to go back to work. Couldn't stand to be with the spouse. They got bored, started gaining weight. So we see a lot of people unretiring. Okay? Going back to work. Now, of course, you got to be careful because if you are collecting Social Security, etc., and I, you know, again, I'm not a finance expert, so I wanted to look this up because another one of my listeners said that they've been retired, they feel like they're aging, they don't like it, they miss work, and they never thought they would miss work. And so my listener had asked me, why would somebody miss work? And it's not that you loved work. It's that you missed the stress. Okay, you know, if I'm going to dig deep into people's psychology, and if we just look at the human body needs stressors. In order for your bones to be strong, you need to have stress on the bones. Walking, lifting weights, etc. Okay, you need to have certain forces on you for you to be the best that you could be. Sometimes we run the fastest, not when we're having fun, but when we're scared. And so our speed improves when we're scared or under a stress or challenge. Why do you think that's why coaches are such jerks to you? You know, and they scream at you, and trainers do that, etc., because they need to instill that fear. That's what makes you a better person in terms of, not in terms of ethics or whatever, but in terms of the act that you want to perform, whether it's a better runner, a better lifter, etc. We want to push you to the limit. Right? So when it comes to work, when you stop working and you stop having that need to get up early in the morning and you stop having that fear of a boss, etc., you do start to miss it. Now, some people could say, well, this is very, very similar to these syndromes that we see with victims and abuse victims. These abuse victims start to miss being abused. And, you know, I remember in school not understanding that, going, why would somebody who was abused miss their abuser or fall in love with their abuser? What? Because the stress itself could be addictive. Now, I'm not saying everybody does this. This is a very, very frightening psychological concept for anybody to listen to. But when you hear somebody who falls in love with their captor or who is in love with their abusive husband or abusive wife, there's some weird psychological gain that they may think they're getting. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is not to equate you're going back to work to being abused, but that's some of the psychology that could be going on and could be happening. Okay? So, I looked up thestreet.com and they had suggested that, you know, many retirees are going back to work because the average American has saved less $50,000 for retirement. So they've only probably, what they meant to say without the typo is that the average American has saved less than $50,000 for retirement, and $50,000 doesn't cut it. So your tax rate may change. If you start adding to your income, your Social Security benefits may become taxable, or you may bump yourself into a higher tax bracket. So you might want to, you know, keep an eye on that and talk to your accountant. You can defer Social Security if you don't need the money. You could consider deferring the benefits. They say every year you delay, it adds 8% to your payout. So if you want to wait till you're 68, since full retirement is 66, you essentially will get 116% of your payout. So that's another possibility. They say you need to brush up on your interview and tech skills. Many interviews are done on Skype or over the phone these days. So you need to be very comfortable with Skype. They say go to YouTube, watch some videos, and take online tutorials to learn the latest tech. That's according to Monster career expert Vicky Salemi. She's a career expert at Monster.com. And remember, you got a lot to offer. Don't think because you're 68 that you have less to offer than a 22-year-old whippersnapper that just got out of college. You are seasoned. You have experience. You have work ethic. You're not going to sit there and be daydreaming about who you're going to, you know, sleep with that weekend. Although, honestly, the seniors are really having vibrant sex lives these days. You aren't going to sit there and be hitting on your coworkers or checking out the customers to see if they're hot and flirting with them. You're not going to be doing that. And I'm not saying, oh, young college graduates do that, but that's a concern bosses have. We had hired a college graduate, female, as our office manager years ago when we first opened our practice. And she would, you know, always be up at the front talking to the cuter guys that walked in. And I'm like, this has got to stop. This is unprofessional. I mean, you know, come on. You have work to do. You have a desk. And you're flirting. Yeah, and you know, these are things that you would not think is it would be an issue, but unfortunately, it does. It becomes an issue. So, you know, as an employer, I can kind of see that. Okay, they say it is time to follow your passion finally. They say finally pursue what you really love, whether it's pets, plants, perfume. There's a lot of part-time jobs in those fields. Okay? You don't want to pick a job that's going to add stress. All right? What you want to do is pick a job that, you know, allows you to do something you like. So one suggestion they have is create an Etsy shop. They say whether you like woodwork, crafty, etc., consider selling something. They say so many building entrepreneurs have found their home on Etsy. Etsy, I guess, is where you could do it all from home and you could sell things. So there's some, I guess, opportunities there. Also, another option they say is you could be a bookkeeper or help with tax prep. A lot of times come tax season, you know, people need help. They say folks at H&R Block or your local tax preparer's office are looking for more hands on deck. The great part about tax season is it will end. So even if you do have to work your tail off, it's going to be short-lived because, you know, so you can kind of do a spurt, make some money, and then relax for the summer. They say Uber. Uber has partnered with AARP's Life Reimagined program to recruit seniors actively. They're offering a $35 incentive equivalent to a full tank of gas for all driver partners who sign up through the Life Reimagined and provide 10 trips. Now, they say Lyft is also offering a very similar program. I love to teach. So if you live near a school or college campuses, you know, these schools, they love teachers, even if it's part-time teachers or even a substitute teacher. Now, I get it. Okay, I remember the sub in high school got beat up pretty bad. I know, but still. The healthcare sector is exploding, so there's, you know, maybe some issues for, or some jobs for patient advocates or, insurance form help. Retail is still strong. You know a lot of retail stores have been closing, but you still have a lot of other retail stores opening up. And remember, Christmas time, they're always looking for more people. Temp agencies, why not? Temp agencies may also be able to include your, healthcare. Tour guide, I see a lot of tour guides that are older, and they're so good because they know so much about the area. You see them appreciate the area. They're a whole, you know, wealth of wisdom. So being a tour guide could also be an idea. There are virtual assistants where you work from home, and you are able to help other people with their travel arrangements, social media. If you're good at social media, you could do somebody's social media. And I always told people to volunteer. Volunteering is probably one of the most amazing things you could do because, you know, even if you're not making money, you really feel good about it. And, yes, there is stress. Trust me, working with nonprofits is pretty stressful sometimes. But it gives you just that right amount of stress where you feel so good with a job well done. Now, other sites such as Money at U.S. News talks about some of the hourly wages. Security guard supervisors, $11.74 an hour. Taxi drivers, $11 an hour. Crossing guards, $11.90 an hour. Don't go away. We'll break back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it's politics as usual. The Democrats vowed this week to slow work in the Senate to a crawl to protest the Republican effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Republican leaders raced to prepare a bill for a vote as soon as next week before the 4th of July recess. And I guess there's summer recess. I think they're off a whole month. I forget what their summer recess is. I think they're off from right before 4th of July to October, and then they resume in September, something like that. And listen, here's the thing. Yeah, they do get a recess, but they still do things in their districts. You know, I mean, they kind of have to work in two places. They have to work in their, you know, in their hometown, and they have to work, you know, in Washington. Thing is we need to do something with health care, and we need to figure it out fast. Without the votes to stop the majority party from passing a bill, according to the New York Times, Democrats can only draw attention to the way Republicans are creating their bill, behind closed doors, without a single hearing or public bill drafting session. Keep in mind, this is being written by New York Times. All right, Senate Republican leaders hope for a showdown vote before lawmakers leave town at the end of next week, and that would be a very ambitious timeline. However, there have been some legislators saying they don't have to leave for the recess. They'll work through. I don't know how, though, you could still try to vote on something mid-August if everybody else is gone. They say Democrats fear that Republicans will unveil a bill that would have sweeping effects on health care and then within days try to pass it with only limited debate. According to Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, every Republican is trying to get a yes. He's a member of the Senate Republican leadership, he said Monday on Fox News, expressing his belief that the Senate would vote on a repeal bill before the recess. They got to act fast. He acknowledged that there are some differences of opinion on specific details of this. Now, if Republicans do not hold a vote before the 4th of July, Democrats hope the pressure over the recess will weaken support. Then lawmakers would have just 3 weeks to pass a Senate bill and work out differences with the House before the planned August recess. Oh, that's how it is. Sorry. Looks like they're off 4th of July week. Then they come back for 3 weeks, and then you have the August recess. The Trump administration also wants Congress to raise the government's statutory borrowing limit before August, which is another fight that could also collide with the Affordable Care Act repeal. They say if Republicans won't relent and debate their health care bill in the open for the American people to see, then they shouldn't expect business as usual in the Senate, according to Chuck Schumer. He is one tricky guy. They say the actions planned by Senate Democrats, such as procedural maneuvers to slow down routine work, were merely the first steps they were prepared to take in order to shine a light on this shameful Trump care bill. They say Republicans are working on their bill as insurers around the country are announcing their intentions for 2018. So they say the last major insurer remaining in Iowa said it did plan to stay in the Affordable Care Act marketplace next year. The insurer Medica said it expected to offer plans statewide even after two competitors said they were pulling out. But it is seeking rate increases of 43%. They say Iowa's individual market remains unsustainable and needs a fix from Congress. Now, remember, Republicans hold 52 seats in the Senate. So this would be a slim margin. So they are planning to pass a repeal bill using special budget rules that would bypass a Democratic filibuster. But they could only afford to lose two votes. Vice President Mike Pence, if it does turn out to be a 50-50, gets to break the tie. But here's a scoop. More than two Republican senators have expressed qualms. Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, as well as Rand Paul of Kentucky and Mike Lee of Utah. So Republican senators are having trouble reaching a consensus on the repeal bill, facing internal divisions like what do they do about the Medicaid expansion, the rate at which Medicaid payments to states would grow in the future years, federal funding for Planned Parenthood. So, you know, this is tricky. And, you know, one suggestion that many of my Facebook followers and Twitter followers have suggested is just let the Obamacare die. Once Obamacare dies, then the Republicans can come in and take over. The only problem with that is the Obamacare may not officially die quick enough before the midterm elections. If Obamacare is on life support and still existing, then during the midterm elections, they could just infuse more funds and keep it on life support. So even though Obamacare is in a death spiral, it's not going to, you know, demise quick enough for the GOP to be able to then say, okay, good, now we're going to come in and fix things. Because remember, the GOP promised to repeal and replace it day one. which means people who were kind of in the middle of the road going, okay, this stinks. My health insurance stinks. I hate this. You know what? Yeah, I'll vote for a Republican. They're going to next year go, well, wait a second. They did nothing yet. So it's all politics. It's politics as usual. And this is very tricky stuff. And so it seems like the lesser of two evils is for the Republicans to just move forward and double down on this American Health Care Act that they have. Of course it's going to cut Medicaid funding. Of course it's going to cut funding for Planned Parenthood, because one of the reasons why Obamacare is failing is because the amount of money it's costing and the return people are getting is far below what we're putting into it. So less money has to be infused into a system. But remember, Medicaid was never supposed to be, the expansion of it was not supposed to be a permanent ongoing thing. There was supposed to be some sort of a sunset to it because the economy was supposed to get better. The safety net offered with the Medicaid expansion should not necessarily be needed once the economy improves. So if Obama had said that the economy improved, that the recession was over, well, then why didn't he start to scale back the Medicaid expansion? Or if nobody wants to scale it back, why don't you start bringing money in where people with the upper incomes that are able to qualify for Medicaid, where they still make tens of thousands of dollars a year in income, maybe pay $5 when they go to a Medicaid clinic or a Medicaid doctor, or $10. Maybe we start putting money back into the system. It doesn't always have to be free, especially for the higher income individuals that we expanded Medicaid for. But the Medicaid expansion just keeps happening year after year. We have more people on Medicaid than the whole country of all the inhabitants of England. I mean, you know, we have so many people, millions of people. I think we're at 72.5 million people on Medicaid right now. Why so many? Well, because we don't have a decent healthcare system. Well, true. So, you know, letting it fall, as much as a lot of us think that's a logical thing to do, politically, it's not going to be advantageous for our current senators and House representatives who have to face an election next year. So, you know, sitting and doing nothing is not what they were voted in to do. So they need to double down and they need to, you know, move. They say Senate Republican leaders plan to push through the repeal bill under the budget rules that would limit debate on it to 20 hours. They say on the Senate floor, Chuck Schumer said the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, if senators have more than 10 hours to review the Senate bill before voting on it, he asked if they would. Mr. McConnell said only that there would be an ample opportunity to read and amend the bill. But it doesn't look like there's going to be that much time. The problem is you know, if we know that the Democrats are going to want to, obstruct anything that the Republicans do with the bill, they could make this debate go well into the midterms. And so here we have a checks and balances system that, you know, is kind of working against us, where they've even admitted that they want to stall. And here's you and I sitting here, victims to this, going, what the hell is everybody doing? 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.